Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to earnings conference call of Everest Kanto Cylinder Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anoop Poojari from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Everest Kanto Cylinder's Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Puneet Khurana, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kapoor, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We will initiate the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we'll have the forum open for a question-and-answer session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. I will now request Puneet to make his opening remarks.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for our earnings conference call. I will initiate my call by talking you through the operational and financial performance, after which we'll open the forum to have a Q&A session. We are pleased to announce a healthy performance during the quarter. Following a challenging FY23, we have witnessed a stable and progressively improving performance through FY24. The rise in demand through our products in both domestic and international markets in recent quarters has enabled us to achieve this improvement in our performance. Our key CNG segment sales, in particular, have been healthy, upstick, supporting our overall performance in Q3 FY24. On the consolidated basis, our revenue stood at 330 crores in Q3 FY24, up from rupees 299 crores in Q2 FY24 and rupees 256 crores in Q3 FY23. Our standalone revenue stood at 207 crores, up from rupees 182 crores in Q2 FY24 and rupees 143 crores in Q3 FY23. The CNG segments contributed to consolidated revenue improved to 54% in Q3 FY24 compared to 45% in Q3 FY23. In Q3 FY24, consolidated EBITDA stood at 52 crores with a margin of 15.6%, and our standalone EBITDA stood at 30 crores with a margin of 14.7%. As we continue to improve our top-line performance, we are confident in the ability to maintain such margin levels with higher revenue, improved product mix, and ongoing efforts to manage cost. Margin can be improved further in the future. However, we would like to share margin range from 14%-16% at a consolidated level. As we have stated in the past, we remain bullish on the outlook of the CNG cylinder market in India. Owing to the proactive steps taken by the government to promote CNG as one of the cleaner energy sources, the government is clearly working towards increasing the shares of natural gas in the energy mix from 7%-15% by 2030, aiming for both environmental and economic benefit. Various steps have been taken to increase the domestic production of gas, including a recent mandate to blend compressed biogas with CNG. The expansion of the city gas distribution network, which aims to cover the majority of the population and geographical area, together with efforts to make CNG more affordable through revised pricing and financial incentives, further highlights the government efforts. We are also keen on following global development in green hydrogen, recognizing its potential to transform the seamless gas cylinder industry over the long term. With our seamless technology enabling our cylinders to withstand high pressure, we are already meeting the demand of the hydrogen sector as green hydrogen is set to play a critical role in shaping India's sustainable energy landscape. EKC's expertise in supplying hydrogen cylinders globally places us in a strong position within the expanding hydrogen market. To conclude, we remain committed to reinforcing our market leadership in the sector, augmenting the value of our stakeholders, and to make a meaningful contribution to the worldwide movement towards the cleaner energy solution. With adequate capacity and a strong balance sheet, we believe we are well placed to tap the growth opportunity. On that note, I come to an end to my opening remark and would request the moderator to open the forum for any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Deepan Shankar from Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks a lot for the opportunity and congratulations for a great set of numbers. Sir, firstly, from my side, 50% plus kind of growth in CNG business. So what has contributed this kind of recovery in sales?
The OEM business last year was a little slow, and now, you know, the OEM business is coming back quite strong, you know, with more development of infrastructure. More availability of CNG is making, the OEMs to produce more CNG vehicles.
Okay. So CNG volumes for the industry is not going to this level, right, sir? So this is only because they had lower inventory in the previous quarter, so that has got added to the volumes?
Lower inventory.
Earlier inventory, but...
Yeah, you could say that, yes. Because last year was a little bit slow, and so things are, okay, you know, now coming back quite well.
Okay. So now from this level, what kind of growth we are expecting in the CNG business to sustain?
Yeah, about 10%.
Okay, sure. And what is the kind of capacity utilization currently we have?
About 65%.
65, okay. And any breakthrough in terms of PV volume addition or any new customer additions we are at discussions with PV customers?
Yeah, we are in continuous discussion with them. Hopefully we should have something, probably in the next quarter, maybe something we might have some breakthroughs.
So currently we are not supplying any volumes to PV, right, sir?
Yeah, we are supplying to PV, but not a very large volume. We are supplying to some PV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, what is your guidance for FY24 and 25 revenue growth?
Maybe after the first quarter, we can have a better, you know, visibility and give you some better view.
For FY24,
CNG is looking stronger. Definitely things are looking much better, you know, and you can see that in this performance.
So Q4, we are expecting a better number?
Yes, things are looking up, yeah.
Okay, sure, sir. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Pranav Jain from Niveshaay Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. Sir, I am relatively new to the company, so I would like to, get to know better the kind of raw materials that we are utilizing right now, how the price trend has been, over the last quarter and this quarter, and on that same front, and what are the key customer segments that we are serving to, and if you can give us some broad split between the customer segments, that will help me understand the company better.
Yeah. So the key raw material of the company is we are importing seamless steel tubes. Yeah. Hello?
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So seamless steel. Okay.
Yeah. we are importing the seamless steel tubes. What's the next question? Was the
The raw material price, the price trend
of the raw material price is, you know, been more or less stable in the last. So you know, it's not a very volatile product. Our seamless tubes are not very volatile. So you have it's more or less stable over, you know, so last 2-3 quarters it's been stable.
Okay, and going forward we'll see it remaining at the same level.
It looks quite stable, you know. It looks to be quite stable.
Okay, and in terms of our customer segment that we are serving,
our products have wide variety of customers, you know. So we are also catering to an industrial market where the range is, the product customers is from like say chemical to aerospace to all sorts of industrial gases. We have automobile segment that we have, for CNG. Then for CNG infrastructure, we have products also for, for medical oxygen, we have products. So, the range of products is huge. We have a huge range and huge industry catering to, our products.
Okay. So just to simplify, so what segment would be, the major beneficiary of our product?
So it would be industrial and CNG. These two, it would be divided among them.
Okay, so industrial as in the capital goods industry?
Capital good, you could say, it could be chemical processing industry. It could be, your cutting welding industry. It could be fire industry. You know, so it's a wide range of anybody using gases, is a customer. All people manufacturing gases, making gas, selling gases, using gases, all our customers.
Okay, sir, I think that helps. Thank you and congrats on good setup.
Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vishal from Swan Investments LLC. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Congratulations for good setup. Hello,
Vishal, sorry, we are losing your audio. Can you please speak through the handset?
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Sir, a couple of questions from my side. There has been, good trajectory. Last quarter, we have seen USA business has seen good growth. But you also guided during the last con call that USA and UAE, you are seeing some traction in the business coming. But this quarter, again, there is a drop in USA business. So how should we look and what is your view going forward in near term for a USA business and for next quarter and next year?
See, US is a project-based business. So I think, the order book is good. And, it should continue, trend should be, I think it should continue.
Okay. So you expect growth in US business for the next year?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine, sir. Sir, there has been one observation. Your employee cost this quarter has increased. So is this some one-off payment there sitting in that number?
No, 1 second. We just have a look. Employee cost.
So there has been 10% increase on quarter-on-quarter basis.
Yeah. So I think it's a normal increases.
Okay. Sir, my third question is regarding how do you see the scenario in cascade business right now as, market scenario is improving and what is the outlook for that business going at?
I think it should be good. I mean, cascade business should be growing. It will be growing.
Okay. And sir, we would like to hear from you, sort of insight on the outlook of the India business as well. For the near to medium term, that would be great, sir.
cannot give any specific outlook, but I think things are looking up, you know. Things are growing quite structured way now, you know. So it's very naturally growing, you know. It's very organic and it's growing pretty well, you know, and it's quite strong, and we can see a sustainable growth, you know, over the period. So I think things are looking up now, you know.
Okay, because sir, my point is coming from a fact that last quarter you guided that H2 will see a good 10% growth over on a sequential basis. So we have seen this quarter, around that number, so that guidance stays. So similarly, do you expect, you know, same kind of run rate to continue next quarter as well, and
growth will be there, but you know, I think if we maintain this, I think we should be okay, you know, to go into the next year where we can look at better things, you know. I think but definitely, you know, things are improving in everywhere from every sector, so definitely it's a good time. It's coming, you know, things are coming in place.
Okay, so sir, last, I would not press too much, but last, do you expect FY24 to end with a better, we would better the number of FY23 in terms of top line?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kumar Saurabh from Scientific Investing. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So my question is regarding, we have reduced the debt to a large extent.
Sir, your voice is coming a little muffled. Can you please speak through the handset?
Is it better now?
A little better, yeah.
Okay. So my question is, we have been very successful in reducing the debt, and almost in the last 6 years from 544 crore, we are to 73 crore. So are we planning to become totally debt-free? That is the first question. And the current CWIP, which is there for 80 crores, I'm sure it will go live in some time. So what is our CapEx plan? And whatever cash flows will be there post-CapEx, in future, given we'll be debt-free, what is the plan to use it, especially given we are distributing only 8 crore as dividend, and I believe we'll be earning more than 120 crore as cash flow. So if you can, you know, combine all of this and address, sir.
Another thing that asking about the CapEx. CapEx is okay, but the CP. So you are another, but the C. What did you ask for that? One is capex plan, debt free, and
third point. Yeah, so soon you will become debt free. Like now, hardly 70 crore of debt is there. Like, so we will have lot of cash flows.
So you know, see, company is debt free now. You know, we have. So definitely, if we have cash, I think we'll definitely look to put it to the board to, you know, maybe distribute a higher dividend or any something else that they can think of. Definitely, you know, we'd like that also. And capex plan is, you know,
capex plan for next 2 years.
What
is the capex plan for next 2 years?
So capex plan, you know. In India, we already executed some of the capex parcels should be executed. But in Egypt, we are now moving forward where we have already started the in construction, and that's the capex now in Egypt, the new plant.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, and thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sarthak Avasthi from IDBI Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
So, first of all, sir, congratulations on good set of numbers.
So my question is
on margin front. So, like, we achieved 15% margin in this quarter. So, whether we will be able to sustain in upcoming quarters?
Yeah. Margin should be okay.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Sanika from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, I can hear you. We can hear you.
Yeah, yeah. So you said that we will be better than last year in terms of top line, which means that we will need around 370 crores of revenue in quarter four. So are we on track to get that or?
Yeah, yeah, we're on track, yeah.
Okay, and how are we going to get, why are we expecting this growth in quarter four? Like, because we're already, 1.5 months down the quarter four, so what are the major...
So, you know, things have been good in the last quarter, so, you know, we are hoping that it will remain this way and, you know, it should meet the target we set for ourselves for this year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Parav Jain from Nivesha Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So just one follow-up question on your ratios. Can you help me with your cash conversion ratios and working capital ratios, sir?
Yeah, one second.
We'll get back to you on this.
Okay, and what about the other one?
Cash conversion ratio.
And the other one is
capital ratio.
And working capital. So we'll get back to him.
Yeah, we'll get back to
him. I think we'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Sorry for that. Sorry for that.
No issues, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Vishal. The follow-up question is from the line of Vishal from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question again, sir. Sir, just one small question. Adding to the last question on CAPEX, sir, can you share what kind of CAPEX we have done for the 9 months and what are our plans for FY24 and 25?
So, one second, yeah. So, what is CAPEX we've done? So, we've done CAPEX how much? So 30 crores is already done CAPEX, and what do we plan in the next, what is it? Another 20 crores is planned, yeah.
20 crores for, would be done in this quarter, so that we'll be at 50 crore for FY24, is the number right?
One second, yeah. Just one second, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Sanjeev here.
Yeah.
So, on the CAPEX front, we had announced a project earlier. We are going slow on that. And out of that, we have spent around 25 to 30 crores in that project. And balance would be spent during the coming year.
Okay. So, if I understand it right, so this year would be 30 crores. We have spent the CAPEX.
Yeah.
And next year would be subsequent 20-25 crores.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Avnisha Nada from Prami Financial. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the opportunity. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Just one small question. What is the cash generated from operations for the first 9 months ended 31st December? Post-working capital changes?
What is the cash in that? Just for 1 second, yeah. 9 months, yeah.
Sorry, we are not having the number that in our hand as of. We'll come back to you on this.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. A reminder to all the participants. You may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you once again for your interest and support. Should you need any further clarification or would you like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our investor relations team. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Everest Kanto Cylinder Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.